In the day's other news, Wall Street ended a brutal first quarter with fresh losses. The Dow Jones Industrials average dropped 410 points today to close at 21,917. It lost 23% for the quarter. That's the most since 1987. The NASDAQ fell 74 points today, and the S&P 500 slipped 42, ending its worst quarter since 2008. Online retailing giant Amazon has fired a worker who led a protest over COVID-19 protections. Christian Smalls organized a walkout on Monday at a warehouse on Staten Island. The company said that he had violated social distancing rules and refused to stay home after coming into contact with an infected coworker. Smalls said that his bosses ordered him home only to get him out of the way. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell claimed today that President Trump's impeachment trial diverted attention from the coronavirus. He appeared on a conservative radio show and said the outbreak in China during January came as the White House and Congress were distracted.
It came up while we were, you know, tied down in the impeachment trial. And I think it diverted the attention of the government. Because everything, every day was all about impeachment.
President Trump's top aides did brief Congress on the outbreak on January 24th during the impeachment trial and again on February 5th, the day he was acquitted. But at the time, Mr. Trump maintained that the risk was low. The Trump administration today rolled back Obama-era standards for auto mileage. A new rule drops a requirement for annual increases of 5% in fuel economy. Environmental groups promised to challenge the change in court. We'll get some details later in the program. The Federal Communications Commission is taking new action against robocalls. It ordered phone companies today to implement caller ID authentication against so-called spoofing. That practice makes it appear that a robocall is coming from a local number so that people will answer. Federal judges have now blocked efforts by Alabama and Ohio to ban abortions during the coronavirus outbreak. The states had classified abortions as non-essential medical procedures. Meanwhile, Texas officials will appeal a federal judge's order that blocked a similar ban. And the college sports governing body will grant another year of eligibility to spring sport athletes after their seasons were cut short by COVID-19. The NCAA's new policy covers baseball, softball, and lacrosse. It does not include sports that had finished most or all of their playing seasons. Still to come on the NewsHour, food banks feel the strain as many Americans go hungry for the first time. Students and the pandemic, the U.S. gets an education in distance learning. A doctor and writer on how COVID-19 behaves in the body. The Trump administration rolls back the rules on the climate impact of cars and much more.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.